from Hebrews chapter 11. We'll share together in verses 1 through 3 and then continue beginning with verse 8. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he set out not knowing where he was going. By faith he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received the power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith, without having received the promises. But from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on earth. For the people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, He has prepared a city for them. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. As we think of this journey in our text today, I'm a bit mindful of the words of wisdom of great reflector and man of many notions, Yogi Berra, who once said, "When you come to a fork in the road, take it." As we seek to have empowerment and encouragement in our journey in life, in family, business, or school, there are gifts in this scripture for us today from the book of Hebrews that accompany us on the journey that we're called to take for God's glory. You know, the words of Rick Warren, who is senior pastor of Saddle Creek Church, the author of Purpose Driven Life, he speaks of when we seek a destination or our preferred life, we are indeed a people of vision. Vision, Warren would say in this quote, he says, vision is central to leadership. Charisma, he says, doesn't make a great leader. Vision does. In fact, Warren would say, communicating vision is your number one job as a leader. As I reflect upon those words of Warren and the life of Abraham that's hinted on to us in this writing of Hebrews, I've seen, I guess, for the first time, how Abraham was indeed not simply a leader of people, but a man of vision. A man who sought out, as our scripture says here in verses 11 through 8, it says, by faith Abraham obeyed God, and he was called to set out to a place that he was to receive an inheritance, and he set out not knowing where he was going. You know, when I think of those words, of Abraham's journey. He may not have known where he was going specifically, but he knew he was going where God had called him, where God had prepared a path for him, and where God would bless him. That was the gift of vision that Abraham shared with his descendants, his family, and his followers. A journey toward a preferred existence, one given by God. In our scripture, we also hear where Abraham not only set out on a journey, but the journey wasn't easy. Did you hear in our text where it says that he looked forward to that city, but that in that city, before he got to that city, he had to dwell for some time in tents before he reached the promised land. You know, isn't that inspiration for us? That just because we're on the journey that God has set before us, it doesn't mean that journey is always going to be easy. It's going to be filled with challenges. I heard the words of University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban speak recently in a speech he was giving on leadership. And then for a bit of it, just a moment, Saban said, "I know many of you want to know, how do you win?" And he said, in its simplest form, to win you have to be willing to sacrifice, whether it be on the field, in the classroom, in our family, professionally and personally, before we can achieve something we desire, before we can win, we have to be willing to sacrifice, Saban says. In other words, he said, you have to do some things you don't want to do, and you have to not do some things that you do want to do. Those are the words that Nick Saban has built a championship ball team with. But those are also the words that guided Abraham as a man of vision, a leader of the people into the land where God had given him. Because just as we hear here in this text, that Abraham set out not knowing where he was going. The journey wasn't easy. The destination wasn't reached as soon as he hoped it would. But as Scripture tells us in verse 9, he stayed for a time in the land he'd been promised, even though he was a foreigner and living in tents, because he knew God had prepared something better for him with the foundation of our Lord. In our scripture, he says here, he looked forward in verse 10 to that foundation that architect God had built for him. You see, he's telling us, the writer here, is that when we, like Abraham, put our trust in God, that God will be the architect and the builder of the life that we build our faith in Him. He prepares for us a foundation. He designs the building. He does the work if we will simply put our trust in God for our life. There is sacrifice in the journey. But you know, I'm convinced that as we consider why Abraham was willing to sacrifice, why he was willing to go to a distant land, why, in the words of Nick Saban, are certain athletes willing to do things they don't want to do, for those of us who've participated in any form of sacrifice, we know that we sacrifice to receive our chosen future, to receive something better. Just yesterday, Luke and I went bowling for a little bit, and he decided they had a bowling ball on sale there for $30. And he said, "I need that bowling ball, Dad." And we worked out an agreement that he would do 2 or 3 hours worth of work for Mom yesterday, whatever she decided he could do, to earn the money for that bowling ball. And in that lesson, what he learned was the value of something. When we put effort into what we desire, we appreciate it that much more. Isn't that true in life? And it certainly guided Abraham in his journey of faith. By knowing that his sacrifice of enduring the journey, of going through the tent, that he was sure to have a foundation built from God when he reached the land the Lord had prepared for him. Friends, when we put our hope in the Lord, it is worth the sacrifice. When we obey in the words of our text today, God's design for our life, we too will live our best existence even now. That's what our scripture says. That Abraham trusted or put his faith in God. You know, I'm convinced as we think about Abraham being a man of vision, a leader of his people, that as we seek to be people of sacrifice, people of vision, people of leadership in our community, in the classroom, in our profession, in our families, how do we embody that spirit of leadership like Abraham? I'm convinced that our scripture gives us a hint today. A tool, a gift from God to strengthen us as we seek to lead through God's love in the world around us. Our scripture saith this way, beginning with verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed God. By faith Abraham set out in the direction God had for him. By faith Abraham knew that what was unseen would be revealed by his Lord. In other words, Abraham's vision, dear church, was built upon his faith in God. God is the giver for the vision for our life. God is the one who strengthens us to be leaders in our family, on our teams, in our professions, in the world around us. If we too, like Abraham, will put our trust in God, God will reveal the vision and direction for our life's work, how we can impact this world for God's glory. You know, not long ago, I was at a little meeting and they had a nice table of coffee setting there. And they had the cream and sugar and all the other things that you may want to put in your coffee, but they didn't have any stirring sticks. This nice lady fixed her coffee and she put some cream in it and sugar, and then she was looking around and she was confused and didn't know how to get the problem resolved. And I picked up an empty cup and I asked her, I said, "Do you trust me?" And she smiled kind of cautiously and said yes, and she handed me her coffee cup. And I poured the contents of her cup into the empty cup and I poured them back and forth. And together, we mixed up her coffee. She took the cup back and said, "Huh, so simple, yet so effective." I said, "That's me. I've been called a simpleton many times." You see what happened there? She trusted me. And I helped give her her desired result. Isn't that what faith is in a far greater way in our relationship with God? If we trust in our Lord, God will give us, dear friends, what we desire, our best life. our joy-filled existence, our comfort in our sorrow. No, it won't always be easy. There will be challenges in this life. In the words of M. Scott Peck, who wrote in the words of the book, The Road Less Traveled, the very first sentence says this, life is hard, but it's more joy-filled when God is in it. Life is worth the sacrifice when we trust in our Lord for our strength. Here is the words that begin with our scripture today. Listen to them again in the very first verse of chapter 11. Our writer says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. You see, when we trust in God, yes, we celebrate life as Johnny did last week when he put his faith in Jesus Christ and claimed the gift of life as a child of God forever. He was assured of a future inheritance. Friends, that's what faith does. It gives us the gift of life and love eternal. But I'm also convinced in the life of Abraham that faith does this too. Not only does faith give us an inheritance to come, but faith gives us our best life even now. So God can strengthen us, nurture us, and guide us on the path to our most joy-filled existence as we live out His love for the world around us. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. May we hope in God all the days of our life. Amen. Let us express now